Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Betsy McLaughlin, and I am here today with Patty Alfonso, and I am super, super excited and so grateful that you guys are listening to Imperfect Brilliance, where we definitely are imperfectly brilliant. Before I introduce my guest, just a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today, which is the kindness of bodies. And I am really looking forward to this conversation with you, Patty, today, and to see where in the world we take this conversation and what acknowledging the kindness of our bodies can create and what kind of nurturing relationship that it will empower you to have, more joy, more happiness, more intimacy with yourself and others, and nurturing. And what does that contribute not only to you, but to everyone around you, everyone you see, everyone you work with, everybody you have relationships with. So that is our conversation today. And I am super excited to have a dear friend of mine on today. You guys, I hope if you know her, she is super fun and joyful, and she has such a yummy energy. And so welcome, Patty Alfonso to the show today.
Hi, Betsy, and everyone listening today and in the future. I'm super excited to be here and play in this particular topic.
Yay.
I'm sorry, I just have to laugh. When Betsy invited me to come on the show, we were chatting about what we wanted to talk about. And, you know, sometimes things come out of my mouth and I'm like, oh, I just said that. And what came out of my mouth was, I like to talk about bodies from the point of view of the body. And it is what I do. I've been doing it for a long time, but I had never heard myself say that. So I'm really excited to be here and to have always seen myself, I guess, as a bit of an advocate for bodies. And a voice for bodies in the world. And so I'm excited to be here. I can't wait.
Yay. Voice for bodies in the world. And that really is just a little segue before we dive totally into the subject, just to tell people a little bit more about you, Patty. So Patty is a renowned coach. She is a master facilitator. She also is a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, as I am. And that's actually how we met probably, six-something years ago at our big class in Florida. And Patty and I, our bodies were very smart, and they sat next to each other. And we just had such a great time. We spent the whole time together and became fast friends there. And I have had the joy and the pleasure of watching her bloom and grow and become such more of an amazing person than she already was when I first met her. And she is also a best-selling author and founder of the Pole Dancing for Consciousness signature program. And she's also a sought-after motivational speaker. And she's spoken in front of royalty, in front of thought leaders and influencers, easy for me to say, around, literally around the world. And I've had so much fun watching you just take off and soar. And I can tell people firsthand knowledge of Patty and her amazingness with people and how it definitely includes the body in that. So, Patty, where would you like to start this conversation today?
I would actually, I was pondering this very question before we got on the radio. And how this started for me, so I've always loved bodies. I've been a healer and a coach for over 10 years. And my sort of specialty, I guess, with bodies began shortly after I became an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. And that's when I created Pole Dancing for Consciousness. But this sort of, I'm an advocate for bodies, this idea of like speaking to the world on behalf of bodies actually was sparked when my dad passed away. And that was back in 2013, and he was in hospice. He had cancer, and he was in hospice, and so he was home. And we were, my sister and my aunt and I, we were taking care of him. And it was interesting, when he passed away, that moment that his being left his body, and when I saw what happened to his body after his being left his body, I was able to perceive and get a sense of the gratitude that our bodies have for us. Now, with the tools of Access Consciousness, you know, we play with the body in a very, very different way than most of the world. You know, you are a being,
yes.
You are an infinite being with the capacity to perceive, know, be, and receive everything, and you have a body. And what I love about the tools of Access Consciousness is that they invite you to be present with your body in a completely different way. And so when I saw the being of my dad leave the body, and then when I saw that the life, the energy, the presence left the body, and then the body, there was nothing there. And in that moment, like I said, I was like, wow, I just could perceive the gratitude that our bodies have for us as beings. Because if we were not with our bodies, then our bodies would not exist in this moment right here, right now. And having that awareness changed everything for me. Everything. It changed so many things in my work. And so this idea of the kindness that your body is to you as a being, right, is something that I've also been playing with lately. When I look at how mean we can be to our bodies, right, with our judgments and, you know, not really just the way that we judge our bodies, which can be quite mean, you know, let's be real, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yet our bodies are like, hi, sure, okay. You just want to play. I just want to play with you. I want to enjoy all of the awesomeness of this world that we have, and I want to eat delicious food with you, and I want to go on adventures with you. Oh, you're not so happy with me right now? Okay, no problem. I'll just hang out until you're ready to play with me. That, to me, is the kindness of bodies, because they are always there for us. They're always there for us. And go ahead. Did you want to add something? I could go on and on.
Yeah,
not to interrupt
me. Say, no. Not that we are excited about this topic or anything. You know, our body. And Patty and I love to laugh together too. So,
yes.
Fair warning, you guys, there might be some laughter in this show today. What I was going to say is, you know, our bodies are always with us. And, you know, what if we treated our bodies as our best friend? You know, they are truly, truly always with us. And there were times in my life, for sure, that I treated my body as more of an adversary,
mm-hmm.
as, you know, and I was not kind to her. I was angry a lot of times at what was going on with my body. I blamed my body for a lot of things. I felt like my body let me down. And so I kind of lived with that for a long time. And I'm super, super grateful that I am not in that space anymore. And looking back on when I did create all of that with my body, like you just said, my body still had no point of view about it. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's kind of like, you know, when you watch a child have a fit, you know, and they're throwing themselves on the ground and just wailing and, you know, and then the parents are just kind of like, well, let me know when you're done, you know, and they don't react. It's kind of that same thing. It's like, all right, you know, all right, let me know when you're done judging me. Let me know when you're done being mad. Let me know. I'm here and I'm always, always here.
Yeah.
So from that space, you know, what truly is possible with what we can create with and for our bodies?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of what comes up when you ask that question is, for me, I look at what can I receive from my body?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and that's where the energies of gratitude and kindness and caring and always having my back, that's when those energies come up for me. You said something earlier that I was like, well, like I love bodies. People sometimes not so much. Not going to lie. Right? It's not always easy to be around people. But bodies are amazing. And so this idea of your body being your best friend, this is one of the places when I realized, like, wow, I did a webinar every once in a while called Body Friend or Foe. Is your body your friend? Or like you said, your adversary, your foe. And mm-hmm. it was in creating that class that I became aware of, you know, and for all of you listening out there, and if you're thinking like, oh, no, this can't be, my body doesn't care about me, you know, my body's just, I had somebody message me once saying, you know, your body's just this vessel that you, you know, get
yeah.
in and you drive around in this lifetime and then you leave and your body doesn't care if you leave or not. Or that your body doesn't have like consciousness. Right? This
mm-hmm.
idea that your body is consciousness. That's the first line in my book. Your body is consciousness. Your body functions from total consciousness. Your body
mm-hmm.
has no judgments, no points of views. Your body is this like childlike creature that you get to play with in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I remember saying in one of my classes, like, look, if you are here and you are breathing and you are and you're with your body, like, your body has your back. Your body hasn't kicked you out yet. You haven't died.
Right.
You haven't left this world. You're here. Your body is game to play. And for
yeah.
me, you know, I feel like there's a lot of pressure in this world that is put on us to, you know, love our bodies and treat our bodies well. And there's, it just creates, for me, that energy of like, you know, you got to love your body. You got to love your body. You got to love your body. It's just like, wait a minute, but what if I just don't, or I can't, or I'm not in that space? And I come from the space of getting to know your body as your best friend, like really getting to know her, or him, what is she like? What is he like? What is fun for your body? You know, all of these things that create that relationship with your body that can then create the space for there to be more trust and vulnerability and honor and communion with you and with your body. And ultimately, you know, my end game is that when you have that with you and with your body, it is so much easier to create that and to have clarity on who you can create that with in the world. I'm very, you know, does that make sense? Like, I'm very clear on what works for me and what doesn't work for me, and what works for my body and what doesn't work for my body. Because I've put in a lot of energy into cultivating this relationship with my body. And so when something shows up in my life, I know really fast if this is going to work for me or not. And it makes life a lot easier that way. But I think I'm veering off the topic of kindness, of your body being kind to you.
That's okay. I mean, we kind of go all over the place in these shows for sure. And I would actually like to ask a couple more questions around cultivating the relationship. So, you know, it's for a lot of people, you know, it might not be something that's second nature. And certainly wasn't for me. So in this, you know, like if people are listening to this going, I have no idea what they're talking about, or like, I would like some more, you know, ideas and suggestions or questions around how you can cultivate a relationship with your body. What questions, you know, that's one of the things that we do a lot on this show. And as Patty and I both do with being, facilitators with Access Consciousness, is we offer suggestions and questions. And, you know, if things, if they're something that seem like they're light and fun and you'd like to explore it, go for it. If it's not light and fun, then, you know, don't go for it. So we're not here to tell you what to do, but we're here to offer suggestions and possibilities. So with that, what questions did you start asking when you really had the awareness that you would like to cultivate more of a relationship and a partnership and a friendship with your body, Patty?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I just want to also add, I mean, I functioned completely disconnected from my body for most of my life. It wasn't until my early to mid 30s that I started really getting present with my body and what my body desired. And, you know, it's been a good 15 years of cultivating that. And if I'd had the tools of Access Consciousness sooner, it would have been a lot faster. But for those of you out there that are like, I don't get this at all, it's okay. Like, I've been there. Betsy's been there. We've all been there. And for me, start with the easy things like body. What would you like to wear today? And start playing with this is an exploration, and it can be a fun game with your body. Think of like when you first meet someone and you want to get to know them. And you want to know everything that they like. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. Like if your body was like your lover or your best friend or someone that you really wanted to include in your life, and you just want to get to know everything about them, you know, and the easy things are, what would you like to wear? What would you like to eat? Where would you like to go for fun? How would you like to move today? What would be fun for you today? And then the tool that Betsy gave a few seconds ago of, if it's light and expansive, you follow the energy And if it's heavy in a contraction, you don't go. And using this tool and practicing this tool, I just want to share a little story that happened to me the other day. I was, I usually go pole dancing either Tuesdays or Friday nights. And I really wanted to go on Friday night. I really, really wanted to go last Friday. And it was just heavy. It was heavy. And I was like, but I really want to go. And my body was like, no. I was like, it was just heavy. It was heavy. It was heavy. And I was like, damn it. Okay, fine. We won't go. What else can we do? And what actually happened was that 10 minutes later, I got a call from a client who was trying to sign up for one of my programs. And so in following the energy, I made $700. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that was worth it, not going dancing tonight. I guess I'll go another day. So when you include your body in your life,
yep,
by asking questions, your body can contribute to the life that you are creating, whether it's making
totally.
Money or having more fun or meeting new people. When you include your body like you would include a friend, then together you can create a life that is greater than anything you could have imagined. And that all starts with asking your body questions and following the energy. And the simple ones to start with now, if you've never done this before, I want you to play with your body and the clothes that you have in your closet. I want you to try on a bunch of different things. And when you put something on and you light up, which could look like many, many different things, goosebumps, smiles, tingles, expansiveness, like whatever that is for you and for your body, let your body show you. Your body will show you. What is light for your body? And so the easiest way to start doing that is to play with, like, the clothes in your closet. You know those outfits that make you feel really good.
Yep.
That you put them on and you're like, yeah, I'm rocking this.
I love it. Great time to take our break here. You guys are listening to Betsy McLaughlin and Patty Alfonso and her imperfect brilliance and the kindness of bodies. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for more yummy.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy McLaughlin here, with my special friend and guest today, Patty Alfonso, where we are talking all about the kindness of bodies. And before we get started again, because I know that we can tend to, you know, just dive in and forget a couple things, I would love people to know how they can find you, Patty.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My website. My website is pattyalfonso.sexy. Pattyalfonso.sexy. And you can contact me through my website. You can see all my programs through my website. And I have a blog and all kinds of fun stuff. So that's probably the best way to find me.
Awesome. Yeah, and she's also on Facebook a lot as well. And you can get on her mailing list. And she's got all kinds of fun things there. And then for me, you can find me on Facebook as well. And my website is creatingyumminess.com. And I've got a program, all right, I know, it's so fun. And I have a program starting March 15th, which is Embody the Magic of You. And it was born after a free call that I did where we just had so much fun and people were asking for more. So you can find that as well. And it's a lot of fun. And for the first 20 people who sign up, they get a free 30-minute session with me. So maybe somebody's thinking about it. They could go sign up. And I know that Patty just started, and I'm sure people can still join. And if they can't, then I might just be getting myself in trouble. But I know that she just started a money program, right, where you're doing it for – how long are you doing that program for?
I did. It's a six-month program reading the How to Become Money workbook, which is not only an invitation to create and have and receive more money in your life, but it's also an invitation for you to show up in the world in a completely different way. And so you guys can find that at Patty Alfonso. Actually, you can go to pattyalfonso.sexy/programs. And on that page, you can see all of my programs, because I also do a lot of VIP work, which I'm really enjoying at the moment, like deep diving one-on-one with people. To kind of take it back a little bit to what we were talking about before, my work has really shifted in the last few years around, you know, not impelling that point of view that you have to love your body, but to flip it and find out what it is that your body loves. And when you find out what your body loves, then that creation of that relationship and that communion is a lot easier. So I have a slew of body love programs that I play with people on a lot of different levels. So go to pattyalfonso.sexy/programs.
Woohoo! I love it. I love it. All right. So I should have written it down right before the break. We were talking and there was something I wanted to ask you, but now I can't remember. So there's me being imperfectly brilliant.
There you go.
There you go.
I love it.
Oh, I know. We were talking about some things you can do to play with your body. And one of the things you suggested was going to the closet and, you know, asking your body, like, what would you like to wear today? And then you were talking about the money that was at where, like, you wanted to go out and your body was like, no. And so I would love to talk a little bit about when you override your body. Mm-hmm. And then with that, like, how can you be kind to you and your body when you do override it, whether it's, you know, not listening and drinking too much or eating too much or going somewhere where your body did not want to go, but you go anyhow, like, right? So anything that you're doing where you're basically ignoring what your body is telling you on the signs and the mm-hmm. signals that your body's giving you, what can you do to reestablish kindness there?
Yeah, what a beautiful question. What I want to remind people of is that this way of being with your body hasn't really existed, right? We have been trained and entrained to tell our bodies what to do and tell our bodies what to wear and tell our bodies what to eat forever. Forever, for trillions
yes.
of years, right? This is actually an invitation to a different way of being with your body and a different way of being in the world. And so with that invitation, give yourself permission. And this is why I was saying before, this is a game. How much fun can you have exploring? What if you didn't have to get it right? What if everything that you choose from here on out gives you information? What if there was no right and no wrong moving forward with your body? If you turn it into like an exploration, a discovery, a fun game of like, huh, I wonder what this is going to create. I really want to go dancing, but it's heavy. I'm going to go anyway. I wonder what that will create.
Right.
You know, and there was, and I want to point out, like, there was that space where I wanted to go pole dancing. It is what nurtures my soul and my body. I really wanted to go. And my body was very clear that it was a no. There are going to be many times where you want to do something and your body is giving you different information. And look, it's just a choice. It is just a choice. What if there was no right or no wrong choice? In that particular
yeah.
moment, I very begrudgingly said, okay, fine. Fine, we will go. This is clearly heavy. I want to go, but okay. I mean, I was the petulant child. I was the one that was like, fine, right? And 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, thank you, body. You're the best, you know?
I know, right?
And,
you're so
and
smart.
Like, and had I gone dancing, I mean, what? So my client would have just messaged me and I would have called her back the next day or something? Like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big
right.
deal. This space of just not judging anything that you choose is so important. And what gets
yeah.
me into that space is the energy of play and curiosity and wonder. Because if I'm curious about what's going to happen next, then it doesn't really matter what actually happens. It's all an adventure. It's all an adventure with your body, an adventure in creating, an adventure in exploring. You know, there's been many times when I was clearly, like with food, for example, where I was clearly full, you know, my body was clearly done with the food, but I kept on eating.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you know, I had a tummy ache. Okay, thanks for the information. Now I know. You know, like, your body will give you information along the way. And to really get to know your body, sometimes you do have to override that information so that you can know, oh, I missed the cue. Okay, great. Now I know. How does it get any better than that? Now I know for next time. Everything is a learning experience.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
And in this invitation to be different with your body, allow yourself the space. You know, go ahead, Betsy. You were going to say something,
yes.
and I kept talking.
I was going to say that it's so true. If you don't judge anything you do or don't do, nothing that you choose, that you go to making yourself wrong about it or less than or anything like that, that's such a kindness to your body and to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a kindness to be like, okay, well, what could we choose now? Instead of going down that road of berating yourself or being mad at your
mm-hmm.
body or whatever, like that just can spiral so out of control where you remove yourself from the connection that you have with your body. And like you said earlier in the episode here, was you were disconnected from your body for most of your life. And so was I, present with my body. And what's so cool about that is you can change it instantly. You can be like, oh, right, I'm doing this. Well, let me stop doing that. Let me do this now.
Mm-hmm.
And right? And that's such an amazing thing. So it's not like you have to, you know, take, oh, well, I've been disconnected from my body, so now I have to go on a, you know, 6-month program before I'll be connected with my body again. You know, right. You don't have to do that. It's like, oh, oops. Right. And then, you know, what can you do that is a kindness for your body? And what
you
is
know,
that
I would
for
love,
you?
Yeah. And I would love to invite everyone to have what I like to call the joy of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned it, the joy of awareness. You make a choice and then, you know, let's say, for example, whatever, you overeat, you had 2 burgers instead of 1 and now you're super full. Okay, maybe I shouldn't eat 2 burgers next time, you know, and allow yourself to have the joy of the information that your body is giving you. And I talk a lot in my classes about the 3 A's to change anything. Number 1, you have to have awareness, right? If you're not aware of something, then you can't really change it. So again, with the information that your body is giving you or any information that you gather along the way, that's awareness. That's the first step. You're aware. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Allowance, which is a big thing that we talk about in Access Consciousness. And that's basically don't judge yourself. Everything is an interesting point of view. It's like, oh, I was doing that. Okay. That was an interesting choice. Now what? And then the next day is action. The next day is action. So you become aware of something, you have allowance for yourself, which is a kindness to you, to not judge yourself, to not beat yourself up, to just be like, okay, that was interesting. And then you can take a different action. A lot of people get stuck on the allowance because you become aware of something. But then if you start beating yourself up and judging yourself and like going into your head about it and why did I do that and I shouldn't have done that. Oh, my God, I should know better. I've been doing this for so long. Then you're stuck in that loop of judgment and crazy. And you can't take a different action because you're too busy beating yourself up. So stop it.
Right.
Give yourself the gift of kindness and allowance so that you can actually make a different choice and change it. Those are the 3 A's to change anything. Awareness, allowance, action.
I love it. The 3 A's, awareness, allowance, and action. And that's so true. The gift of allowance and what that creates for you, it's truly priceless. And what we mean, so let's talk a little bit about what allowance is for those. Mm-hmm. It's not that, you know, you get $5 at the every day, you know, to go buy, you know, like you might have gotten when you were a kid. Now, I never got allowance when I was a kid, so I was deprived, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So allowance is the space where everything is an interesting point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You don't align or agree with anything. You don't resist or react to anything. Everything is just like, oh, well, that was interesting. You know, in the How to Become Money workbook, they talk about like being the rock in the stream where everything just washes through you, right? The second that you resist something or react to it, like if you're judging yourself for something, you know, the second that you align or agree with like, oh yeah, I really suck because I had 2 burgers instead of 1, then you are actually carried away with those judgments. Right. But when you are being an allowance, you are the rock in the stream where everything just washes through you and you are still present with everything. Not in
yes.
some crazy head tripping mind fuckery. We're all so good at that. Head tripping
yeah.
mind fuckery. but you know, something shows up and you're like, oh, well, that was an interesting choice. Now what can I choose?
Yeah.
That's allowance. That was an interesting
yeah.
choice that they did that. Now what can I choose?
Yeah.
That's that space of total just, it really is a kind space to be, not only for you, but for the people in your life. If you can be that kindness with you, it is so much easier to be it with other people. And you guys really think, like, do you have anyone in your life who is totally in allowance of everything that you choose? Who is just
mm-hmm.
like, okay, that's interesting. Okay, now what can we choose? All right, that was interesting. Or are you surrounding yourself with people that are, you know, judging you and reprimanding you, or, you know, trying to make you behave the way that they want you to behave, right? So applying
yes.
that energy to your relationship with your body. Was
yes,
that a good
totally?
Is there anything that you want to add there, Betsy, about
you, that was beautiful. It really, really was. And being that it's not only a kindness, as you said, you know, I'll expand a little bit on the, it's such a kindness to you to not go to the place of the anxiety, the upset, the anger, the crying, you know, whatever it is where a lot of times we will have that reaction, you know, so-and-so did such and such to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, they hurt my feelings. They made me so angry. They blah, 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 whatever it is they did. Our bodies a lot of times react to that, you know,
mm-hmm,
and then you get
mm-hmm.
headaches, your body hurts, whatever, you know, whatever it is, our stomach starts hurting, all of these things that we will put on our body, that if we truly are that space where we don't go into reaction,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing for our body to fight against. And it's, I have found it's to be such a gift for me, where I, to be that space of allowance. I can't say that I'm 24/7 the space of allowance.
it's a practice.
It is a practice, absolutely.
Practice,
and I'm
not
way
perfection.
Better. I'm perfectly brilliant at allowance. And it
yes.
certainly, I'm so, so, so much better than I was. And I have found that a nice side effect that I never really thought about until this conversation right now is that it has been very kind to my body.
Mm.
How about yeah. that?
There you go.
How about
I wanna,
that?
I love something that you said, that you brought up, that I'm so glad came up. Around, you were mentioning, like, with your body getting headaches or upset stomachs or
yeah.
And one of the things that is, that I think when it comes to bodies and kindness, is for people to remember, and maybe this is the first time you're hearing this, but any sensation that comes up with your body is actually something that your body is trying to communicate to you. What we've been trained to do is that if we have a headache or an upset stomach, or there's some kind of pain or whatever, even if stubbing your toe, breaking your arm, we've been trained to think that there's something wrong with your body. Oh no, there's something
yes.
wrong. I have to go to the doctor. I need to take medicine. But this is actually, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Any sensation with your body is information that your body is communicating with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
to receive, like, how kind is your body being by communicating this information to you? Hey, I'm trying to get your attention about this particular thing. Like when I wanted to go pole dancing and my body was like, no, I literally was like even a little bit lightheaded and a little bit dizzy. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, what are you trying to tell me, body? No to pole dancing? Okay, fine. But had I gone into like, oh, I'm sick or something's wrong, then I would have impelled that judgment onto my body. But yep. what if yep. every single sensation, every single thing that you feel with your body is actually information that your body is communicating with you? And so a question to ask in that moment is, hey, body, what are you aware of? Body, what are you communicating to me that I'm not allowing myself to be aware of? And again, getting into that curiosity and wonder with your body, rather than, oh no, I'm lightheaded, there's something wrong, I must be sick, let me lie down yep. and do nothing. You know yep. what I mean? And so, like, how many people do you have in your life that communicate with you that effectively? us people are not that good at effective communication most of the time, especially if it's a tricky situation. But your body is communicating with you all of the time, no matter
all
what is going
time.
On. Yeah. And that is a kindness. Because I don't know about you, I've had situations with friends where I'm like, I'm not really sure. Are you mad at me? Is something going on? And they just shut down. And I'm like, all mm-hmm. right, I guess I'll back off a little bit. Or maybe we should we talk? No. And then there's like no communication. And that's
yep.
ridiculous. But your body, always talking. Always talking. Hey, let me get your attention over here. Oh, this was light for me. Oh, this is heavy. We shouldn't do that. That's not going to work for us. Constant communication. Like, wow.
Yes.
Thank you, body. You know?
Yes. You know, it's so, so true. And it's our, and the other thing I would love to add here is that, you know, our bodies are just walking, talking, sensory. You know, they're just so aware
yes.
of everything
yes.
around us, right? So it's
yes.
constantly providing information. It's kind of like, you know, a constant ticker tape. You know, like the, right? And it's just like constant, constant, constant. And so in asking questions and exploring with some of the things that we've talked about today, you know, how much more communication and communion can you mm-hmm. have with your body by asking these questions?
Mm-hmm. And also
right?
including all of your senses, right? If you guys
mm-hmm.
are looking at this and you're like, I've never done this before, I don't know how to start. Start with your senses. You know, what are the smells that are appealing to your body? What are the tastes that are appealing to your body? What are the sights? You know,
yep.
what do you like to look at and to see with your eyes? What are the sounds and the music and the, you know, just the sounds that are soothing to your body? How does
mm-hmm.
your body want to be touched? What the way that your body communicates information is through all of your senses. So start playing with that. Like, I love the smell of baking bread. I love the
yeah.
smell of frankincense. You know, I love mountains. I love looking at mountains. I don't know why. It just creates this sense of peace and majesty and potency in my world. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love soft, luxurious things. I love to wear things that caress my body and tickle me
yes.
as I walk, right?
Yes.
These are all...
Mm-hmm.
things that you can start using to awaken your senses, because when
yes.
you awaken your senses, then your body can communicate with you and you can actually hear it. Put something in your mouth that is disgusting to your body and your body will let you know right quick.
<That's>
that was
so
nasty.
Cool.
You know,
like
remember
ew.
When those jelly beans came out and they had like different flavors and you like put the jelly bean in your mouth and it was like boogers or something like that. Do you remember those? Like,
yes.
play with that. You know, if you're like, I don't know how to tell what my body likes and doesn't like, play with your senses and explore and be curious,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
so
you can
so
go
much.
In.
I could just go on and on, girlfriend.
Oh, I know. Me too. And one of the things I like to do, and even just, you know, when I'm at the store buying shower gel, you know, I will stand
mm.
there and I will open up every single one and smell it and ask my body, would you like this one? You know, how will this
totally.
One be? And it's very clear yes and no with me. It's like,
very
oh,
clear.
No. And it's like, right? So that's a fun way to play and include some senses in. And then, you know, then when you're in the shower, you know, like slowing down for a minute instead of, you know, oh, I got to get in and out
yes.
2 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Right? And actually feeling the shower gel on your body and allowing it to, you know, enjoy the senses of caressing your body and really saying hi, you know, like, hi, body, how are you today? You know, good morning or good evening or whatever time. And how are you? And thank you so much for everything you contribute to me. Thank you for putting up with me. I'm so grateful for you. And what, you know, what adventures, right, can we have today? And you know, what are you telling me that I've never been listening to before that now I can hear you? You know, just conversations with your body. Oh, my God, it's time. Oh, Patty, thank you so much. I didn't realize the time. We are at the end of our time together. I'm so grateful for you coming on today to talk all
I adore you.
Body. Thank you so much. And you can find Patty
thank
on
you,
Facebook.
Everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great week.
Bye, everyone.